The night the waters thicken to silk. The stars are stones dropped all day by shepherds with impeccable aim. I lie where the tide can reach without hurry. The psalm leans near and says the darkness is not dark to you. It smells of bread and animal. I turn onto my stomach. The sea presses its forehead to my spine and hums the old tune of recognition. I answer with a low ascent of breath, the kind that unlocks doors between rooms. The doors swing easily. The house wakes somewhere just beyond the whale flip. And the night groans with pleasure at its own size. If I ascend on the wings of morning, I rise through the spray made by a breath bigger than temples. If I settle on the farthest sea, a palm follows me along the underside of the water. And when I stop, it rests there. Large as a vow, you hem me in behind and before, says the song. And in the hem is a fine grit, and in the grit little opals of fisheye light. I put one on my tongue, and the tongue becomes obedient. I speak the short name I never give anyone. The name runs out across the flat and returns taller. Fearfully, wonderfully, a body is made the psalm. Counts the threads in my skin like a weaver, who loves the loom more than any cloth. It measures the darkness inside the body, and does not flinch. It names the secret oils, the glands that leak small luxuries into the air. The whale noses the shallows and leaves a print the shape of consent. Its eye meets mine and holds without claim. I am seen the way a tide pool is seen by noon. Complete, unashamed, briefly infinite. Enemies arrive late to the beach, formal as accountants. They bring balances, scales that glitter with cold arithmetic. They speak of justice that can only be thin. The psalm answers them with loud music. The strings go salt. The drums are barrels thumped by palms that smell of rope. In the noise, the enemies shrivel to a polite abstraction. They step into the shade of their own careful words and are forgotten by the wind, which remembers everything else. I go down to the pit with the divers and come up with a jar of night. We pour it on the sand and it spreads a velvet tablecloth. On it we place melon, a knife, a cup of brackish sweetness, a curl of dried fish, a candle trapped in a glass so the wind can watch without ruining the flame. You prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. And by enemies, the psalm means time. Debt, the small interior judge who counts to 10 before granting touch. The oil on my head is not poured, it gathers. It glows at the lip of the scalp and runs down willing. Making grammar of shoulder, collarbone, breast, I shiver and the sentence lengthens. Mercy follows not like a dog, but like a tide that refuses to learn any other direction. Goodness too. Though goodness is not shy here. It has a generous mouth and a sailor's laugh. They track me through the dunes and find me even when I hide beneath the nets that smell of yesterday's rain. I run to the house of the voice, which is a low room by the harbor where someone plays a small instrument with only 3 strings and makes it weep. I dwell there not forever, which is a word too tall for me, but for as long as the lamp holds its breath, which is long enough. On a day of high, clear air, we launch a skiff to follow the game of the giant. It shows the flat of its tail and the flat says yes. The psalm in my mouth grows bright as metal. The skiff climbs a mild hill of water and in the hollow we are alone with the white. My hands shake with an ignorance that pleases me. I have no plan for what to do with joy. I let it handle me, it turns me gently and takes my throat not to close it but to tune it. I sound the note and the note opens a room I did not know I owned. From that room I watch sorrow return. The ordinary kind, the housekeeping sorrow that keeps beds aired and cups upright. Count my wanderings, says the song, and the counting is a caress along the atlas of the foot. Place my tears in your bottle. And the bottle is a clear wail moving softly through the rips. Collecting brine where it finds it. Not to store, but to teach the lips the grammar of release. When the bottle is full, the whale in the body turns and brushes its teeth along the cage. And the cage sighs open. I am unbarred to myself.